a report released by the Royal Commission into Aged Care Services has described the aged care system as poorly managed, underfunded, and unsafe. Isabella Guzman reports.
Older people and their families are experiencing service shortfalls and unsafe practices in aged care facilities, while young people with disabilities face isolation, according to the Royal Commission into Aged Care. The Royal Commission's interim report, titled Neglect, identifies a range of problems in the sector, including its underpaid and insufficient workforce. Professor Joseph Ibrahim, head of the Health, Law, and Aging Research Unit at Monash University, says the Royal Commission's main recommendations are ideas that have been around for years.
The Commission made the point that three areas of action were needed. The first one was to increase the number of home-based care packages to try and keep people independent. The second was to address the issue of chemical restraint and to try and reduce the use of drugs to sedate people. And the third is reducing the number of young people having to live in a nursing home. Those initiatives have been present for many years. It goes to show that there's been substantial lack of concerted government action over the last 10 to 15 years. The Royal Commission detailing the 18 government inquiries that had occurred and also noted that the government's response to the inquiries they've called in the past have led to little action.
Mr. Ibrahim says the report sheds light on the government's mismanagement of aged care.
There has been a lack of accountability and a lack of transparency. The government, the health department, the regulators have not taken responsibility for their action or address their behaviours and operations. The lack of transparency from governments trying to not disclose information that's in the public interest. And in aged care, there is very little information about how the billions of dollars each year is spent. There is almost no information on the performance of providers in terms of care outcomes. Individual residents can't find out where the money that they pay, how that's been spent on them. The health department's been gathering data about serious incidents. The department's been gathering that information but has not released an analysis of it.
Chief Executive of the Council on the Aging Australia, Ian Yates, says the report gives credibility to those who've had concerns about the aged care system.
Those of us who have been concerned about the state of aged care are not surprised by it. What the report has done has given credibility to the lived experience of the older Australians who've had bad experiences in aged care. But it has also given credibility to the concern that we've had that the basic model is about the interests of providers and government in getting the cheapest possible system that effectively puts lots of people into institution rather than designing a system that enables them to continue to be involved in community.
One of the biggest issues Royal Commission identified is the number of young people with disabilities going into the aged care system. Dr. Jayo Teoporas, member of the Victorian Disability Council and policy manager at Summer Foundation, an organization aiming to achieve policy changes for young people with disabilities in nursing homes, says a lot of young people end up in aged care because of failures in the system.
The aged care system is where people end up when the disability and health system fails them. And they end up there because often there is no other option when it comes to housing. However, when you have a disability, you have the same right as every other person to live in the community.
Mr. Teoporas says not solving this problem will actually be more expensive for the government.
It's important because the longer that people live in aged care, the harder it is for them to get out. People deteriorate, they lose their social connections, they lose their independence, and they lose their confidence. And that's not good for anyone. And the longer that the more that it will cost the government down the track.
Mr. Yates says in order to improve the conditions of people in aged care, there needs to be a full reform of the system.
We need not to just put band-aids on the system. We need to transform, redesign the aged care system in Australia. And to do that redesign, we need to put the consumer, the person who's a resident or a recipient of home care, and their family in charge of both the money and of the process of putting together the supports that they need.
And that story was by Isabella Guzman.